A Denver courtroom was filled with raw emotion as the family of 16-year-old Aaliyah Cortez watched her killer receive a 7-year sentence. Brandon Sandoval, now 18, was convicted of shooting Aaliyah during an attempted robbery in Montebello in 2023. While the court's decision was legally binding, it left the victim's family feeling justice had not been served. Emotional courtroom statements. Jennifer Granados Cortez, Aaliyah's older sister, highlighted the terrible pain she has experienced every day since the tragedy. She described how, in the seconds following the shooting, she cradled her sister in her arms and struggled valiantly to save her. Her heartbreaking words brought home the constant pain the family is going through. Wendy Cortez, Aaliyah's mother, said she was angry and upset about the sentence. Breaking down in court, she described the ruling as a failure of the legal system. "This sentence is a joke," she stated, emphasizing that no level of punishment would ever be sufficient to reintegrate her daughter. Tragic sequence of events. The events that led to Aaliyah's death began with an attempted sale of THC vape pens arranged through Snapchat. Aaliyah and her sister met Sandoval at an agreed location in Montebello. Shortly after they arrived, Sandoval approached their car, pointed a gun at Jennifer, and demanded the vape pens. Jennifer tried to drive away, but icy road conditions caused her car to lose traction. As Sandoval grabbed onto the vehicle, a struggle ensued, and he fired the fatal shot that struck Aaliyah. Though Jennifer rushed her sister to get help, Aaliyah succumbed to her injuries the next day. Legal complications and sentence. Brandon Sandoval, who was 17 at the time of the crime, faced unique legal challenges. As a minor, his case required special hearings to determine whether he would be tried as an adult. Ultimately, he was convicted and sentenced to 7 years in the youthful offender system. The program focuses on rehabilitation, giving Sandoval a chance to avoid harsher penalties. However, if he fails to meet the program's requirements, he could face up to 50 years in prison. This dual-path sentencing sparked mixed reactions, particularly from Aaliyah's family, who had hoped for a harsher punishment. Family's advocacy and impact. Since then, Wendy Cortez has transformed her sorrow into action by establishing a nonprofit organization, Slowly But Surely, with the objective of opposing youth violence. Educating young people about the effects of violence is something she wants to do to keep other families from going through worse things. Aaliyah's absence causes her family to experience a terrible void as the holidays draw near. They continue to advocate for harsher punishments for violent offenders, arguing that such sanctions are required to deter future crimes. Meanwhile, they cherish their memories of Aaliyah, even as they mourn the future she will never have. This tragedy serves as a stark reminder of the devastating impact of youth violence and the lasting pain it leaves behind.